Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Of course, social media is always changing, and it's hard to keep up with all the changes. That's why we like to speak with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg at this time every Tuesday. He's always plugged in. Hi, Scott. Today, you have some news about changes coming to the three major platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And why don't we start with LinkedIn?
Sure. Morning, Bob. So, yeah, LinkedIn. This change is kind of funny because LinkedIn is testing a new post reaction called funny. And while this may not seem like a big deal, this is something that LinkedIn users have been requesting for a long time.
Really? And just as a reminder here, when we talk about reactions, we are talking about those icons that come under social media posts, right?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. And if you remember, those started with Facebook, and it was a really big deal because the like button was everything, and then all of a sudden, now there were all these reactions. I remember at the time that I couldn't imagine people embracing something other than the like button, and now it's just part of Facebook.
And then LinkedIn launched their own version of reactions, but there was no choice. It was without a choice to laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, Bob, it seems really weird, but that's right. I mean, Facebook has a funny icon, but LinkedIn doesn't. And I don't know this 100% for sure, but I think because LinkedIn is considered the business social media network, that maybe we just assumed that we didn't need to laugh. I mean, there's so many things wrong with that, and it just seems silly now that it hasn't existed before.
So what does this mean for the average user?
Well, Bob, probably not much. And honestly, that's what I'm hoping for. There's going to be a lot of attention to see how people embrace the new feature, because in case you haven't noticed, social media platforms, they've been really trying to compete with each other and basically copying each other. Instagram and Facebook are trying to be more like TikTok, and now LinkedIn's trying to be more like Facebook, and I'm not a fan of that.
A fan of all the copying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right? But I don't see making one platform like the other the answer to making a social media platform better. Because, I mean, honestly, if millions of people are using TikTok right now and Facebook starts to look more like TikTok, that doesn't mean, at least to me, that millions of people are going to start using Facebook. I think that's what they think and what they're hoping for, but I just don't see that happening.
So in this case, people are not going to jump to LinkedIn because all of a sudden you can laugh at a post, right?
Exactly. And my hope is that we don't all of a sudden have all these different types of posts on LinkedIn that center around fun just because there's a funny emoji. LinkedIn has a very specific type of post and a very specific type of user that serves a very specific purpose. And I don't want to see LinkedIn turn into Facebook or any other platform. LinkedIn is LinkedIn, and I think LinkedIn should stay LinkedIn.
And talking about Facebook, we've already alluded to the kinds of changes happening over there, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, Instagram's starting to look more like TikTok. And now there's word that Facebook is going to start looking more like TikTok, which will make it look more like Instagram. You see, it's like the bottom line. At some point, Facebook is going to start looking different than it does right now.
And as you said, that is not really the answer to growth, is it?
Right, exactly. I mean, I may be in the minority there, Bob, because even if trends show that people are gravitating to TikTok, I don't want my Facebook to look like TikTok. If I want an app that looks like TikTok and works like TikTok, I'll use TikTok. But I do think that every social media platform has to keep up with what's new, and they can't be afraid to change based on user feedback. But the question is, how much of that should involve emulating something that already exists?
Continuing with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, let's talk about Twitter. Do they have something unique and new planned for us?
Well, Bob, I'm not sure that it's 100% unique, but it's definitely moving in the right direction. So Twitter is testing a new feature on a very limited basis, and it's called Twitter Circles. And there have been forms of this in the past, but circles are going to allow the opportunity to send a tweet to a specific subset of people called circles.
Hmm. And I think you said in our previous conversations that Facebook has allowed for a long time folks to send a post to a specific subset of people just like that.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. But honestly, though, I'm not sure that a lot of people use that. Because on Facebook, most people send content to their friends. And sure, you can send things to the public on Facebook, but if you think about it, most people choose to share with their friends list. Plus, when you try to set up a subset of friends on Facebook, it's honestly a lot more complicated than it should be. So while Twitter Circles is still new and it's only available to a very limited group of people, it looks to me like it's going to be an easy way to separate the people that you want to send a tweet to. And because Twitter is so different than Facebook, because it's so public by its very nature, and it doesn't make sense to always send everything to everyone, having a choice like this sounds very promising. Mm.
It wasn't that long ago that Twitter changed replies, right, where certain groups of people can reply to a tweet instead of everyone?
Yep, that's true. But the difference here is, in your example, those are the people who can interact with a tweet that you've sent. Twitter Circles is about the initial tweet itself and who gets to see it. In a circle, someone outside that circle would never, ever see the tweet. And one other thing to think about with Twitter Circles is that Twitter has that paid tier. You know, they call it Twitter Blue. And it currently costs $2.99 a month, and it gives users some extra features. Now, this seems to me as though Circles would be the type of feature that would be reserved for paid users, but it's too early to know. We don't know that yet. It could always start off as free and then become paid, or never become paid at all, and it also might never see a wider rollout. There's so many unknowns.
Unknowns like Elon Musk?
Yeah, the biggest unknown of all. Yeah. You know, if Elon Musk actually ends up owning Twitter, the platform could one day change in much more drastic ways. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns on the Twitter side in general. So to me, that's going to be a platform to watch even more carefully as we go forward.
Okay, let's open up the Genius Bar. And I know you talked about this before, Scott, but I want to ask you about it again when you get a message on your phone storage full. I was trying to take a picture today, and my phone wouldn't let me, and I got the message storage full. So I deleted some pictures and some videos, but it still says storage full. So did I not delete enough? Is that what happened?
Well, that's an excellent question. It's a little bit hard to tell that just from where we're sitting right now, but here's what I would say to start to answer that question. Since you deleted all the stuff that you talked about, have you rebooted the phone?
No.
Reboot the phone simply because it's probably going to take that push to get it to recognize what you did.
Oh.
It doesn't always just automatically say, you know, now you have space now that you've done that. So to me, what I would do first is I would reboot the phone. Then what you do after that is you go into the device storage settings. And this is where you learn a lot about your phone. It's under settings, general, and then storage. And basically, it's going to be a list. It's a bar, and it's going to show you how much space everything's taken up. Now, assuming that you still have more stuff to delete or can delete more stuff, you're going to get a list of recommendations. And this is where it becomes very powerful. You get this list of recommendations that say things like, you have this much space in your messages. You can auto-delete old conversations. You can get rid of apps that you haven't used in more than this period of days. You can get rid of apps one by one. So what I would do after rebooting is go into the storage, go under the recommendations, try to go through the list and see if there's anything you can do according to what they're saying. That, at that point, should probably get you down to a better place where you're not getting that message anymore, I would think.
Reboot. That's a great tip. You know, I'm one of those people also. I never delete emails, so I have like 1,000 or 2,000 or something. But emails don't really take up that much storage space, do they?
It's funny. I was just going to say to you, email is not what takes up space. The attachments take up space. And email itself is very tiny, but when someone attaches a picture, all of a sudden, now you got the same size file as you would have in a regular photo. So here's a super easy tip on that. Go to Gmail on the web. Don't do this on your phone. Go to Gmail on the web, and in the search bar at the top, like you're looking for an email, as soon as you click, you'll get something that says has attachment. It's like a suggestion that Gmail gives, and it'll show you all of the emails that have attachments. And then you can sort them in order. So if someone sends you a photo that's 100 megabytes, which they shouldn't, but people do that, you can get rid of that, and all of a sudden, you are in much, much better shape.
Gmail on the web, did you say?
Yeah, just go to gmail.com, log in, and do it there. They just make it easier on the web for some reason to do that portion than to do it on the app. I don't know why, and it's super quick to do it online.
Love it. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you next week.
Anytime.